Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I was just enjoying a sip of my favorite co-host coffee. And I just wanted to say thank you very, very much for tuning in. This is a Lilydale Assembly Blog Talk Radio show. There are currently four of us hoping to add to the lineup. We were going to have a show with our favorite librarian, Mandy Shep. Unfortunately, she is moving on to other things. We are going to miss her horribly. She is a wonderful resource and a wonderful source of knowledge and inspiration. I would not be surprised if she is a guest on the show later in the year regardless, because she's awesome like that. But for now, there are the four of us. So that is Tuesday evenings, Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vander Zuiden. Wednesdays, we have two shows. We have in the morning at 10 a.m., Wednesdays with Willa. And Wednesday evening, we have Journey into the Light with John White. And we are all registered mediums. And, of course, I am here every Thursday. For those of you who have been tuning in or are fans of Lilydale, I want to tell you we have some really fantastic things going on. Particularly this weekend, we have our Fall Fest. And so that's going to be really cool. As Mandy's last act, she's going to do story time in the library. And that will be from 4 to 5. That's free, of course. And going to be a really good time. So I don't know that the books actually have anything to do with, I have no idea what the books are, but they're going to be cool. So bring the kiddos out and enjoy. So again, that's Friday 4 to 5. And then 6 o'clock, we're having a Scooby-Doo movie in the Lyceum building. For those of you who don't know, the Lyceum is like Sunday school. So that is technically our children's building. That being said, we often have adult programming in there as well. But 6 o'clock, kids movie, Scooby-Doo, there is that is a $5 ticket, but it also comes with a snack pack. So basically we're covering the cost of the snacks. And I was the one who did the shopping, so you know it's going to be good, right? I happen to love a good snack with a movie. Then 7 o'clock, we're doing Real Ghost Walking Tour. Ghost Walk is a tradition here in Lilydale. And when I say real, we'll be talking, it's a historical tour, and we'll be kind of sharing tales of what's happened in Lilydale and people who came before us, and it's a very, very cool event. That goes on in the summer. This is a special one because, A, it's part of Fall Fest, and B, it has characters. So you come check it out and enjoy. And then 8 o'clock, the volunteer fire department is having a dance in the fire hall, which is very appropriate. And, you know, that's always a really good time. They're going to be playing some really good music from the 6th all the way up to present. You don't want to miss that. I'm going to be there getting my boogie on, as they say. Does anybody say that? Probably not. Just me. Okay. Anyway, then Saturday we've got events going all day. And this is our first annual Fall Fest, by the way. We just dreamed this up, and we really, you know, it's like every other town's Fall Fest, but with a Lilydale twist, right? So it's a, you know, something you wanna come out and enjoy. So we are gonna have all day There's vendors in the auditorium from 10 to 5. We're up in the Lyceum building. We're doing some kids' events. We've got face painting. We've got a pumpkin patch and pumpkin painting. Because of the weather, it just decided to turn a little bit chilly. We've decided to hold all that inside so that the little ones don't freeze their little hands off, right? So we've got a pumpkin maze. That's going to be really cool. There's lots of things that you want to check out. So then first thing in the morning, we've got the very first annual Lilydale 5K walk, fall walk. So you're going to want to check that out. If you haven't bought tickets online in advance, you can register for the walk when you get here in front of the hotel. It's going to be a really, really good time. And then 1 o'clock, weather providing, there is a message service, just like we do in the summer season. So public mediumship, the mediums come to different people in the audience. Sometimes they'll know who to go to, and sometimes the spirit will describe themselves, and then it's up to you to sort of acknowledge and claim them. I'll go into that another time, but two styles. And that's going to be really, really fun. If for some reason the weather does not cooperate, if it rains, we're not saying the snow, but if it rains, we will still have the message service. It'll just be in the healing temple rather than at the inspiration stump, which is outside. And this time of year is absolutely so gorgeous. It's so gorgeous. You can, just take in the leaves and go out there and soak in the energy. And I like to go out there sometimes just to say my gratitudes, just to sit in nature and absorb. So 10 a.m., 5K walk, that's a $10 registration. The message service at 1 is free. There is no gate fee to get into Lilydale this weekend, so don't worry about that. Don't let that hold you back. Then from 3 to 4, we have a healing service at the Healing Temple, and that is a blessings and gratitude theme. You're going to really, really enjoy that. That's being led by our own Barbara Sanson. So check that out. And then we have 7 to 9, a special event called Music and Messages. And that's going to be really, really fun. We're going to play music and sing and laugh and raise the vibration, and the mediums are going to come out and play with us, individually on stage in the auditorium, and it's going to be a really, really good time. So we hope that you will join us for that. That's 7 to 9. Sunday, we have, of course, our normal church services, that sort of thing. And, what I like about, in addition to all the other things that I like about spiritualism, I was raised in a tradition, partially, where the church services started very, very early, 6 a.m., 8 a.m. I'm not a morning person. Never have been. That's why my co-host is coffee. And my bad sense of humor is on full display, guys. Sorry. The spiritualist services start at like 10:30, so you get to sleep in a little bit. But if you want to come on Saturday and stay over, the guest houses are open. Our shops are open. We've got Herbal Restorations. We've got the Bargain Shop. And, of course, Crystal Cove. Those are great. And also the bookstore. So if you didn't get a chance to buy your Lilydale stuff before season close, now is the time. We will be getting our online store up and running. My goal is to have it up and running by Halloween, which means you can do your Christmas shopping from Lilydale, and that'll be good too, Now, because it is the second Sunday of the month, that is Medium Sunday for Church of the Living Spirit, and they sponsor a community brunch, although all are welcome, in the fire hall. It's $5. I've warned them ahead of time. They're getting lots and lots of food, so please come and partake. You will never get a better brunch than what you get for Medium Sunday, I got to tell you. And it's, you know, our local people are the church members, the volunteers that make that, and it's really, really cool. So, then after the brunch, there is also a 1:30 to 3 Native American smoke healing ceremony, and that is in the Octagon building. There are some tickets left. You might want to buy your tickets online, but if you don't, you can as space permits in the Octagon, okay? And that's going to be really cool. We have Vinny Nard coming, and he has been leading these ceremonies for 30-some years. And our board president, Neil Rostowski, I believe that he is actually an adopted member of the Lakota Sioux tribe. So that's going to be really cool. So he's going to be assisting Vinny with drumming and chanting and that sort of thing. And if this is something that you're interested in experiencing, this would be a good time. Okay, so check it out. And like I said, beautiful weather, good day to take a drive. Because the healing ceremony is at 1:30, if you aren't in town for the weekend, you can just come in for Sunday, right? So. Good. So let's chat a little bit. So there have been some themes with people, and always. You know what I mean? There's always, we're all so interconnected, and there's always universal themes, and there's always things going on kind of macrocosmically is what I'm talking about, and how that affects us individually and as a collective, right? So, I think that when things get a little chaotic in the world, we have a tendency, and it's not a bad thing, to want to try to compensate for that, right? So we'll do things like get extra busy. And when you get extra busy, because you're trying to keep your head down, you're trying to focus on what you can control. You're trying to change things. You're trying to create good in the world. And this is fantastic because it's what we call walking through, right? We're walking through the problems. We're walking through grief, we're walking through guilt, we're walking through all kinds of situations. And, this is because we get exhausted. We get emotionally exhausted. We get spiritually exhausted. And that happens, and it is normal, and it's not always because of a crisis. Sometimes it's because the world is so tense. Sometimes it's because, you're feeling that you're coming to an ending, a close in some way, some capacity, some chapter of your life. And that can be, disheartening. When I look back on my life, and I see all of the things that I went through, and we make the analogy of if you are like a lump of coal and you go through all of that pressure, right? You come out like a diamond. At least we hope you do. And here's the thing: it's an eventuality, but sometimes it takes a really long time. And sometimes you go through the pressure cooker, and that's a little quicker. But you always come out, and there's that phrasing, this too shall pass, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to pass and everything is going to be
new and improved, better than it ever was before, that that you're going to feel amazing. You are going to be a different person when things come up. But I will tell you, even when you go through something extraordinarily happy, extraordinarily joyful, something just that has altered you to your core that is joyful, you're still a different person. You know, biologically, chemically, you're going to be a different person regardless. But we start to see that it's not necessary to measure ourselves by how productive we are. You are more than the sum total of, gee, I was sick, but I got out of bed and I went to work anyway. You know, sometimes, although we want to do everything for everyone, it is not possible. And that does not mean that you are any less worthy of love, of affection, of, respect. I think sometimes we get into a what have you done for me lately mindset. And then on the flip side of that, sometimes you're plugging along, you're working really, really, really hard, and an ending comes up anyway. And sometimes we don't like that. We don't always like change. And it's not always that it's a personal thing or that you've done anything wrong or that, you know, sometimes it's just that it's time to move on with your storyline. I'm going to make a TV analogy. How many of you have had an incredible show that you were a fan of and you watched for years and years and years, and then it got stale? And you'd still turn it on, but it was kind of like, I'll turn it on, but I'll also do the dishes in the background. Or I'll turn it on, you know, when I see it, but it's not something I have to rush home and crack open the DVR. Remember when we didn't have those? Remember when it was appointment TV and you'd have to wait for the reruns, right? Or you'd be behind in the storyline, right? We have it so much easier these days. Okay. Where I was going with that, told you I wasn't totally awake, sorry. Where I was going with that is, you know, sometimes we have those endings and it feels personal to us and it feels, somebody is against us, or sometimes we internalize it and we feel like God is against us. And it's okay to grieve endings. And sometimes, you know, we bargain. We don't want that. Sometimes we have guilt over an ending. Sometimes we feel shame over an ending. And those are not, those are all valid in the moment. But also, it's something that there again, you have to just kind of walk through. But not walking yourself through in a way that it grinds you into nothing, okay? You still have to walk through in a way that you're taking care of yourself, that you're making yourself a priority, that you're able to be there for yourself, like coffee is for me. Okay, that was a bad joke. That was a really bad joke, but you get where I'm going with it. Okay, so, there is a quote that is often attributed to the Dalai Lama. I did some research. It is not. I'm probably guilty of sharing this image and this quote on Facebook myself. But I have since researched, and the quote, and you'll recognize it. The plain fact is that the planet does not need more successful people, but it does desperately need more peacemakers, healers, restorers, storytellers, and lovers of every kind. It needs people who live well in their places. It needs people of moral courage willing to join the fight and to make the world habitable and humane. And these qualities have little to do with success as we have defined it. Now, that is actually by David Orr, and he wrote a book called Ecological Literacy, Educating Our Children for a Sustainable World. So he is a very, very, very smart man, and I wonder how he feels about us attributing his writing to the Dalai Lama. Although, you know, we're all one, right? So it's all good, but it tickles me a little bit, right? So, because that's what's in the collective unconscious is that was written by the Dalai Lama. And I don't know how the Dalai Lama feels about having things attributed to him that are not from him. By the way, if you want to call in, I am going to make time for callers today. The number is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. So what I like about that fact, or that quote, rather, I should say, it talks about us being in control of how we define our life. Not judging ourselves by the standard of somebody else. And that's really hard to do because that's what we're trained for. From the time that we're very little, we're trained to think about, why aren't you getting as good a job, as good a grade as this person? And so to be successful is to be compliant. It's to, you know what the standards are laid out in front of us. It's easier when we know what the standards are in front of us rather than feeling like, you know, the test could be anything. But here's the thing, and I brought it to this because I think that there is this mindset, and God knows I used to feel like this, that we're being tested and that, like God is laying traps for us. And, you know, so that it reminds me of that guy with the white beard and the lightning finger. And I know what you're thinking. What's Odin got to do with this? see, everybody in our culture automatically went to, Moses, the god of Moses with the white beard and the lightning finger, right? But nope, I went straight to Thor. a little different, but so we do. We feel sometimes as though we're being tested or we're being judged or this sort of thing. And, you know, I want to say to you, sometimes it's like when there's this whole Facebook movement with these photos that parents put up. And I think it's on Instagram and Twitter too, but it's called Why My Child is Melting Down or What Caused This Tantrum, that sort of thing. And it's always, the toddler that is forced to wear socks, or they tried a banana for the first time and they hated it, or they, and these are things that feel kind of silly to us, but they are very important to that child in that moment. And, you know, we have to acknowledge that, but then we also have to acknowledge what is the bigger reason behind why they're upset. Is it because it's something different and they don't know how to feel about it? Is it because they're overtired or overstimulated? Is it because there is too much background noise going on? Or, maybe their little feet hurt and they're not able to tell us that they don't like these socks because it's cutting off their circulation. The great thing about babies is they have those chubby little rolls, right? We have to honor the boundaries with that. And we have to honor the boundaries within ourselves, too. When something comes up, we have to go, okay, I had a reaction to that. Why did I have a reaction to that? What's going on with me? Is it that I'm overtired, overstimulated? Is it that I feel as though I put in all kinds of work and I'm not being recognized? Is it that, this is not working out and I put a lot of energy into it? You know, what is the root cause with this? I probably should have written out a few better examples, but that's okay. So, you know, so as we honor that and we look at where our boundaries are, some of them are not ones that we need to hang on to anymore. Some of them, you know, are something that was ingrained into us once upon a time. Some of it comes from that kind of, you know, primal instinct to stay alive. And if we sense something is different, so that can mean to us that it is dangerous, that it is a threat to our survival, that sort of thing. And so we want to look at that, and we got to want to say, okay, is that the case? You know, or, you know, sometimes everything, every instinct within us is saying stay away from said situation. And if there isn't a logical explanation for it, if it isn't ingrained in our cultural training, if it isn't ingrained in our past situations, then we have to look at that and we go, because then we can start to feel what is the difference between what has been trained and ingrained versus what is intuition, right? Because the intuition will say to us, okay, this is a bad situation, but I'm okay. You know, and I think about, my throat has been all froggy all morning, so I apologize. And I keep wanting to cough, but I'm trying not to do that on air because that's rude and kind of weird. I think about situations in which it has very much felt to me like my path, although it was not going in the direction that I thought it was going to go in, led me to have the skill set that I need in order to do exactly what I'm doing now. And sometimes I'll be you know, because we don't think of that when we're in the mist, right? We don't think about that as we're just working really hard to keep our heads above water, or you know, we're working on like how do I support myself? How do I be there for my family? How do I make ends meet? How do I do all of these things that are necessary if you're wearing a body and you're, you know, walking the earth plane, right? But we can take these experiences and, you know, spirit creator is not going to put you in a situation where you're being set up to fail. You know, we may go against our better instincts and wind up there, but it's not part of the cosmic plan to zap you. It's not part of the plan to put you in a situation where you know, there isn't help available, right? Sometimes really, really hard things come up, and it stinks. But then when we do come through them, not because it was a lesson, but because we can make lemonade out of that situation. And then you are, you have your sort of cosmic certification that you are now a subject matter expert in something else. You know, if you come from generations of bakers, and it's not the life that you chose, but then later on you're in a situation and you can help someone by, you know, they're very, very sad and upset, and in the moment, their greatest frustration is that their cookies keep going flat, you can say to them, are you adding enough baking soda? I don't bake that often, by the way, guys, so that analogy may be off. I don't know. Don't try that. but these are all things that, you know, we start to define our self-worth. And, you know, we try one thing, and if it doesn't work out, we're sort of trained, because we love that instant gratification, to say, okay, well, this isn't good, this isn't safe, and therefore I am a failure, I am a loser, and I'm never going to amount to anything. And that is so not correct. You know, we are here expressing ourselves as best we can on this plane of existence for as long as we need to be here, right? And to put that energy out there, you know, to be kind to ourselves as we are compassionate and loving towards other people is a really, really good thing. Now, earlier I gave you the faux Dalai Lama quote and cleared that up about successful people. And now I'll give you a real one. you know, actually, I'm going to come back to that. And the reason being, the quote has flown the coop. I remember what it was. That if your sense of compassion does not extend to yourself, then it is lacking. It is not fully realized. And, you know, compassion, of course, is one of the great tenets of Buddhism. You know, in pretty much every religion, every philosophy, advanced philosophy, there is some version of what we refer to as the Golden Rule. And in spiritualism, we actually adopt that very directly, and we talk about living in accordance with natural law, doing good and allowing good to happen to you as well. And it's not as simple as, my neighbor has a broken leg and they can't wash their windows before to do their fall cleanup, so I'm going to wash their windows and rake their leaves because I know that next year they will do the same for me, or they will do the same in the spring with spring cleanup. What you're doing is extending compassion and just putting good out into the world. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come back in the same way. It doesn't even mean that you're going to recognize it when it comes back. And that's okay. You know, sometimes it's okay also, not as a bargaining, but as part of that intentional spirituality, intentional living, and also in having that excellent relationship with spirit, with the God of your understanding, creator, that you can reach out and say, you know, I need a win, or I need a sign, or I need you to show me how your hand is moving in my life. I need you to show me, you know, compassion around me so that I know that it's still there, that I see goodness, that I can help to further that, you know, and you will see it. I came across something the other day. There is a gentleman that lives in a economically depressed area, and he happens to grow a lot of his own food. He has land where he lives, and he has a very nice garden. And what he cannot use, the abundance, he plants extra specifically so that he can share with his neighbors, so that they have access, even though they may not have a lot of money, to free food. And, you know, often in those situations, people will donate back. They'll say, what do you need in order to keep this going? Or how can I help? Do you need me to weed? Or, you know, is there something along the lines of, you know, I may not have a lot of money, but I have these, you know, $10 and I can buy you seeds at Home Depot and, you know, or a seed catalog, or, you know, that sort of thing. So we do what we can. And when we cannot, we can allow other people to aid us and be kind. And, you know, that's a great thing. And I think that's something we sometimes forget. We think that it's a sign of weakness to accept love and compassion from other people. But, you know, it shouldn't be about it being a special occasion. That should be the standard of how we're living. And then everything else is just a moment, right? So I know so many incredible people. I even just looking around my own community, we do so much. We're able to do so much for a hamlet because we have really, really dedicated, wonderful human beings. And a lot of them are, you know, taking time out of their lives. They may work 9 to 5, and then on the weekend they, you know, may help with a community garden project. You know, they do whatever is needed, coordinate a class, you know, serve in the healing temple, serve in their church. You know, these are not small things. They make a big impact. Even though it feels small, it adds to the collective energy, you know, and it makes a very big difference. Many hands equals light work, as they say. And, you know, so that's why it's so important to form that sense of community around you. And, you know, the number one way to do that and to relate to people is often to do something really, really, really scary by letting go of the outcome, letting go of what you feel the outcome should be in any given situation, and just do what you feel should be done. You know, and it sounds simple, mostly because it is. So, anyway, for those of you who are just tuning in, by the way, this is Wake Up to Spirit, and my name is Celeste Elliott. I am here every Thursday, live at 10 a.m., no matter what your time zone is, and except if you happen to be on the other side of the world, because it is Saturday there, right? No, that's wrong. It's Friday. All right. I promise to take a nap later today because that's what it's going to take to be gentle to myself, right? So for those of you who wanted to share a story or you wanted to ask a question, that sort of thing, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 716-818. I'm giving you a 716 number. It is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. You know, another thing, and sometimes I don't always remember to do this, but I talk about intentional living, and part of that sometimes is about also setting your intention for, you know, because it, when we talk about natural law, we talk about being a conscious co-creator of your life and your energy. This is it's important even with your spiritual journey, you know, if you see something that comes up as a theme or as something, you know, that it's like, oh, I'm interested in that. It may need to show up in front of you 10 times before you start to take it seriously. I had a friend over yesterday. We were working on something, and she was telling me that about, you know, how she started to understand her power animal, and it wasn't at all what she thought it was going to be. And what an incredibly powerful journey that was, and what it how it represented things to her. And, you know, there are people that are not going to understand or accept where you are on your journey. If there was something, you know, that you had a bad experience with, or you have, I think about how cats. You know, I love anything with fur. I also have really bad allergies, as those of you who have watched the show know, between the froggy throat and that sort of thing. But there is an energy of just that feeling of wholeness when something hits you in it and you have that aha moment and you have that feeling of, this finally makes sense to me and it's not what I thought it was, that can be really, really uplifting and really, really joyful. And, you know, part of that, again, it goes back to this whole thing of examining your belief system and examining, you know, where your blocks are and how you're feeling in that moment. And that's something that, you know, it's part of a daily course. Now, if I had remembered with my intentional living to set the intention to wind down, whether that's by making a cup of tea in the evening or making sure that I am off of the computer, the laptop, that sort of thing, that, you know, that helps. If I set the intention as I'm falling asleep and I'm sending out energy and saying prayers and things, that I rest very well, that I'm not disturbed unless it's an emergency, this sort of thing, then I'm in a better place because I'm taking control of my settings, and because it's my nervous system, that is both my right and my obligation, right? So, because I feel like a lot of people talk about, but I wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, if you want to be woken up in the middle of the night because you feel that's a symbol of spiritual awakening, and you feel that's when you do your best meditation work and you get your messages and that sort of thing, more power to you. I prefer to still be asleep. and let it come to me on a subconscious level, and I will write it down in the morning. But that's how my nervous system works best. And when I don't do my work, when I'm not doing... I have my hairdresser chiming in, by the way, and telling me that my hair looks good, and I agree, so thank you for that. there is, you know, we have to honor what's going to work best for us and our nervous system in the moment, and that's not always going to be the same thing. It's like that sitcom that goes stale, and you need it to, and it goes off the air, and you'll watch it in reruns every now and again, and you'll feel fondly about it. And then when if it comes back on the air, which seems to be the trend these days, what a nice bonus. And then it's revitalized, right? And that's sometimes something we have to do with ourselves and our spirituality, is we have to look at what's working for us right now, what's not working for us. Do we have to go offline with something for a little bit? And if it going to work for us again, it'll come back up. And if we don't feel resistant to it on a soul level, then, you know, that's something that we can kind of dip back into. Sometimes I meditate by walking, taking a walk out in nature or going out to, you know, one of the park benches that's sitting in the woods or by the lake or, you know, and sending out that energy of love and gratitude. Sometimes I'm just open, and I just allow the energy to come through. Sometimes it's good to just sit and kind of be in that nothing. And you know, but if I'm living intentionally, I'm working on my spiritual journey intentionally, and I'm having compassion for myself. If something's not working, you don't necessarily need to force it. Come back to it. Try something else. And it's a lot like that in life as well, okay? Because otherwise we get into a place where we feel like, you know, if we're not working at the capacity that we used to once upon a time, you know, somebody with arthritis in their hands is not going to knit quickly as they used to. You know, and that's just life, and that's okay. But if they still get enjoyment out of it and it helps them to keep the joints lubricated, what a nice bonus. So, okay. I am going to pause now because I did say I was going to take callers. So I'm going to go to the first caller, and the last four digits of your phone are 6830. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from, that would be great.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Palmetto, Florida, just south of Tampa.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I hope you're doing well, Tampa.
Yeah, we didn't get to, we just got some wind and rain. We were very lucky. So for us this year, we just send good thoughts and prayers to everybody up in the Panhandle.
Absolutely, yes. Lots and lots of good energy being sent down that way. So.
Yes, and actually, I think considering the strength of it, I think they all didn't do too bad from what it could have been. So I was listening. And you were talking about walking through. Getting busy and involved, because I've been dealing with a lot of emotional stuff, and now I understand why I'll feel the need to get involved in something when these things happen. What would you say, because what I'll do is I'll start, and then the emotions and the difficulties of what I'm dealing with seem to overtake me once again, and then I just don't seem to get anywhere. It's just like I become stagnant. And I don't know how to get past it.
That is not uncommon. And, you know, sometimes that takes kind of a multi-layered approach. You know, sometimes, you know, you need to have that spiritual buddy that you can turn to, that can help take some of that off your shoulder, help walk you through. You know, as women, we are trained not to walk alone at night, right? Sometimes what it's like we're walking home alone at night, and so we need that sense of community and people to help support us, and whether that is actually a support group or it's a girlfriend or it's, you know, writing it out. I think that's why the sometimes the internet forums are so popular. But then there are also people that find help in talking with a licensed professional or a minister. But I would say to you, because I can't prescribe, but the spiritual practice of meditation, and specifically the kind of meditation where you are practicing mindfulness and really being aware of how you're feeling in the moment and how and why it's overwhelming for you, and being able to kind of breathe and still feel it, but not feel it totally overwhelming you. Sometimes it's also a good idea to see how and where you're feeling it in your body when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think of that.
It hits us in the upper chest. For some people, if I feel panic, I know what panic feels like because for some reason it always hits me in the back of the hands.
Mine's in my gut.
It's like, that's very common that it's in people's gut. And they'll have tummy troubles in addition, and they'll wonder why. they don't connect that to the emotionality of things. But you can, by recognizing how it affects you physiologically, you can shift some of that because you can get up and you can move. And sometimes that movement or that different activity, and I'm not saying keep yourself busy 24/7, move from one thing to another, that's crazy in a pop culture way. but allowing yourself that space and that distance, and anything that we do that we don't have to think really, really hard about. We know how to do the dishes. We can do them on autopilot. We know how to make the bed. We can do that on autopilot, that sort of thing. But just to be totally in that moment as we're doing it is very conducive to being a meditation and a mindful meditation at that.
That sounds helpful. Thank you.
Absolutely.
That was it. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my pleasure.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Our next caller is, let's see, the last four digits of your phone are 1945. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste. This is Susan Iona from the town of Esperance in the Mohawk Valley, where autumn is in full bloom.
Oh, how nice. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And you sound very familiar to me. So,
yes. Here's a hint. Don't eat your soup too hot.
Oh, that is so cute. So for my friends that are listening here and my Facebook friends that are watching, this particular caller and I was doing some continued education with the fabulous Judith Rochester, and she was in the class with me, and she gave me a message, which was amazing. So so thank you very much. And I'm glad you're calling in.
I do have a question.
Absolutely.
Is with all of the fall harvest thing going on this weekend, is Judith Rochester's development class still happening on Friday night?
Yes. Judith's class is still happening, still in full effect, and that is a fabulous group. That is not suspended. That is in full swing.
Okay, so that was my question.
Okay. All right, well.
Thank you. Maybe we'll see you this weekend.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, please.
It would
please.
Be.
Yeah, okay. All right,
okay.
Well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, thanks.
So that was really funny, actually. The message that I got, I have a relative of my mom's that will sometimes come through when I go for a reading or class, you know, to that sort of thing, practicing with messages. And I've never met this relative of hers. I probably passed before I was born. Not on a side of the family that, you know, we're overly close with or know overly well anyway. But there's lots of really great stories about him. And every now and again, he'll show up. And, you know, I know enough about him through family stories and that sort of thing to be able to claim him and recognize his energy. You know, just because I never met him physically, I still know his energy, which I think is something that is really important for people to know. If they're in a situation like me where, you know, they haven't known oodles of people who have passed, just a few people that are really significant to us, or a lot of people passed before they were born or when they were very young, that sort of thing. So you can get to know their energy and you can kind of get in tune with them and build that relationship. So I got a message from the last caller, which is thrilling, by the way, because the mediums, particularly in town, we don't get messages often because we try to keep that to a shared experience for the group. So this particular relative came through from Spirit in the class, and it was just after the lunch period. It was the first exercises after the lunch. And I had soup that day, and I always drink my coffee and my soup too hot. And I always end up burning myself, and it's kind of like a running joke for me in my head because, you know, it's like I like my coffee and my soup to be, like, boiling. you know, I like to see a bubble, which is silly, but okay. That's how I like it. And the message that came through, which was evidence that this spirit person had been around me, had seen what was going on in my life, this sort of thing, and totally fitted the personality of being a great jokester, that sort of thing, was don't eat your soup too hot.
and it was very short and very silly, but it was also very impactful. So you never know what you're going to say that is going to bring through absolute proof. And, you know, the thing is, probably meant nothing to the medium, right? She was probably questioning herself like crazy, like, this is a very weird message to be giving anybody. I don't know that I want to say this, you know, but it meant something to me. And the only response I could give was, yeah, okay, because it's that advice from a relative that you go, I don't really want to take that advice, but I know it's probably good for me, so okay. So a little bit of silliness, which, you know, I always have a little bit of silliness going on, because welcome to my world. So in addition to, because we have a few minutes left, in addition to talking about the Fall Fest this weekend, every week here in Lilydale, even though, you know, we are technically in our off season, we are going to have some classes coming up here. I will get you the schedule as soon as I can. The online bookstore should be up and running by Halloween, only because that is the last day of this month. No other special significance there. And very importantly, every Wednesday, as a sense of community, in addition to the Sunday services, every Wednesday we have a Wednesday evening healing service in the Healing Temple, 7 o'clock, only lasts an hour, very, very short, like 5-minute inspirational speech. The rest is healing and messages and sharing time and fellowship with each other. So if you're in the area, or you just have nothing to do on a Wednesday night, and you live close enough, you know, come in, and share in that sense of community and have some fun. You know, we love to see you, so it's all good. And, you know, if you're wanting to, get involved with spiritual healing, with mediumship, that sort of thing, that is a good time and safe place to do it as well, okay? Now, the individual churches sponsor that, so there is, each church takes a month, so you may have Church of the Living Spirit hosting one day and Fellowships of the Spirit the next week, and following month would be Lilydale Spiritualist Church, and the month after that, maybe City of Light. All four participate. So, you know, come and hang out. Okay. So I do hope to see you at Fall Fest. For those of you who are interested, the Lilydale Assembly Facebook page and website both have all of the information of what's happening every day. Like I said, there is no gate fee, so it's a good time to just kind of come, check it out, enjoy, check out our really cool. You know, we've got all kinds of awesome. And, you know, for those of you who have specific topics that you want to hear about, please do call in, write in, that sort of thing, because, you know, I like to hear from you. So, okay, so I've got about a minute left. So at this point, I will just say, you know, I will to stay in the moment, to have compassion for yourself and others, send that out, continue making the world an even better place. Until next time, I'm wishing you a really good day and good vibes.